Hey, everybody, welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I'm delighted by today's guest. One of the cool things about working in supply chain and logistics is simply the size of this industry. We are a $1 trillion industry, and that's not like $1 trillion market cap where it's theoretical money. This is $1 trillion literally being pushed through the supply chain and logistics world every year. And because of the size and scale of the industry, publications like Forbes often look around and say, hey, who's on the cutting edge? So you'll see Forbes do the next $1 billion companies, and inevitably there's going to be a logistics company involved. You'll see Forbes do the next, the 30 under 30, which is a prestigious list of founders that are doing amazing things. And every year when they publish 30 under 30, they have a couple of logistics or supply chain practitioners. And today's guest on this year's 30 under 30, Justin Liu, co-founder of Truckpedia. Welcome to the show, my man.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. I love that intro.
Thank you. I try to do hype man thing for everybody that joins the show. I'm like, I want people to feel pumped up, you know, and I want listeners and viewers to be excited about you know, learning cool things about our industry. And you, my friend, have done some cool stuff. Let's get right into it. What is Truckpedia?
Truckpedia, essentially, it's the tool I use to help my father grow his trucking company from 3 to 50 trucks in a little less than 3 years. Trucking, as you mentioned, is a huge industry, but it's one of the most archaic industries out there. Out of frustration during scaling the company for my dad from 3 to 50, I built Truckpedia, right? Essentially, it's a TMS as a foundation to automate, streamline all the processes, but at the same time that allow trucking companies to promote themselves directly to have online presence, marketing themselves directly to shippers, marketing directly more to brokers that they work with, become a little more selective on the freight that they haul. So Truckpedia, you can think of as Airbnb and Shopify combined, but for trucking companies to automate and optimize their operations so they can increase their revenues and profit margins.
Okay, there was a lot that you just shared with me. So let me make sure I've got this right. So 90% of trucks on the road, when you talk about 18-wheelers, are part of a small fleet, so 6 trucks or less. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
You looked around and said, okay, for those trucking companies that want to grow from maybe 6 to 10 or 10 to 20, 20 to 50, which is your background here, and that's awesome. There are lots of relationships they need to have, but there's also lots of tools. So you created basically a one-stop shop to manage operations. That was the TMS component.
Uh-huh.
To manage relationships and attract new business on sort of a CRM component. And then the whole darn thing is automated to make it simple. Do I have that right?
99% got it right. So we're not a CRM on that end, but it's a marketing tool that allow them to trucking company build a website, right? Now I can be searchable, visible online. Second part is I can do email marketing towards my customers, right? Potential customers to get my business out there, right? Having that online presence and market yourself out there. And all of that is built, like you mentioned earlier, it's a one-stop shop on the foundations of TMS. Without the TMS automating everything that you need to run your business, you cannot make the online presence seen and felt, having the impact immediately. So that's kind of what Truckpedia is, to help people to do that, the one-stop shop for trucking companies.
Okay, so understanding you come from the trucking background. And by the way, I have this theory that when it comes to trucking, 90% of people either one, fell into it, direct quote, or two, they come from a legacy. My mom, dad, aunt, uncle was in the business. So you fall into my bucket, which I love. I understand kind of how you came up with this, but this is grandiose thinking, man. How did you pull this all together? How did you pull it off?
Out of frustration of scaling a trucking company. I still remember when I first joined my dad, he had 3 trucks. And he told me that, hey, you're young, you're fast. This is great for you because you need to go on DAT, DAT, right? You need to be, if you want the hot loads, you need the first one dialing in, right? So you're staring at the screen, scrolling down, refreshing, and you got to be the first one to dial in to get the hot loads, all right? Game on, I'm fast, I'm young, you're right, I'm a competitive, I'm going to keep on dialing. From doing that, what I realized later on is the hot loads don't even pop up on the load boards. If you have good relationship with brokers, they send it right to you, to your inbox. And if you have working with shippers directly, you have that relationship, they wouldn't even make it to the open marketplace, right? So out of that frustration, realizing, you know what, I'm just taking leftover loads, not a lot of people want it anymore. How do I get the actual hot loads? So from there, it's like, wait a minute, I need to build an online presence. I need to focus on not only working 100% with freight brokers. Freight brokers are great. I'm never anti-broker. What I think every trucking company needs to do is having that healthy balance. How do you have a balanced relationship with brokers and with your own customers? Market like today, where the last 3 years we've been in, trucking company went out of business for a reason, because they rely too much on probably on the spot side, not having enough shippers that provide them high paying loads, staying in business, right? So I had the same frustration. We several times almost went out of business when first joined. So I had to realize my profit margin, my dad didn't even know, is less than 7%. I had to figure out myself for him. His profit margin was less than 7%. How do I get that number up? Yeah. Well, I need to be, you know, start becoming friends with freight brokers that I work with normally with, right? How do I build that relationship? I need them to know that I need these lanes. This is what I run. So before they post loads to public, to other people, let me build a relationship with brokers on that end. In addition to that, I'm surrounded. We were in city ministry at the time. There's so many warehouses nearby. How come I am not introducing myself to any of the neighbors who own warehouses right there, right? Well, first, let me build my own online website. So I have online presence. They look us up, we exist. Second is, how do I get myself out there to talk to them? Cold calling, knocking on doors, sending emails, figuring out different ways to do that. So by doing all those stuff manually, and Truckpedia was born.
Man, you're hitting on like all of my favorite talking points. So to me, and I think it's interesting, right? Like when you're in that very small trucking phase, you know, a couple of trucks, maybe you're an independent owner operator, maybe you've got three or four trucks. It can be really hard to build direct relationships with shippers, right? Like Amazon doesn't want to have 5,000 trucking relationships, right? They're going to work with maybe a broker, or they're going to do a load board type approach. So As a small company, you really have to find ways to differentiate yourself. And one of the ways to do that is to build great relationships. So I love that you touched on that component of it. And then as you scale, the goal is to get away from the spot market, which is, you know, kind of for folks who don't know spot market is basically, I need this move tomorrow. Here's what I'll pay for. It's not contract. It's not long-term. It's let me find the trucker who will do this for the cheapest, or who might, you know, theoretically do this for the best. Versus contract freight is, look, I'm going to reach out to you and say, I want you to move 50 containers or 50 loads per month. And here's how it's going to go. So when you start out, you're kind of stuck playing that spot market and looking to grow those relationships via brokers or direct relationships. To your point of banging on doors at warehouses, man, there's nothing more exhausting, but potentially more rewarding, you know, when you're in that first one, you find that opportunity. You've automated all, you've been through the wars, man, you've figured out ways to solve some of these. What are the coolest things that people don't know about Truckpedia? If I'm a trucker, what's the one thing that would make me go, wow, I didn't know you did that too?
Love that. And then, so a couple of things, regardless of broker or a shipper, nobody likes to chase their truckers. Hey, where's my load? Truckpedia, one of the features I built in, I was really proud of, is giving that automated update. Whether it's a broker, whether it's a shipper. Now every truck, you know, since 2019 has ELD in it. As a truck arrives, send that update to your customer or whether broker or shipper, let them know truck has arrived, truck has departed. Here's a POD, right? You don't need to ask me for it. Here you go, right? Here's a POD. Immediately, relationship, a lot of time, relationship is built not just go grab the beer, grab, you know, having dinner together or having a call about how your weekend went. But also, is how do you make the other person's life easier? How do you make their job easier? And a lot of time as a broker, as a shipper, that comes down to, where's my load? I don't need you to call me every time, but if I need it, I can see it. Same thing as bill lading, POD. Everybody wants that, right? You cannot complete a load without that. Don't ask your people to chase for it. Let them know. And same thing, don't surprise your broker or shipper after load has been delivered. Oh, by the way, I got 2-hour detention request. No. 30 minutes before it happens, send them an automated email. By the way, my truck is still here. We're about to enter detention. So that way, either the shipper or the broker can call the person and know, hey, we got to speed up. If you don't want detention, then you got to load them within the next 30 minutes. So don't surprise them with accelerator charges afterwards. And those can all be automated. It doesn't have to be each one by one to do it. So by having that feature available in Truckpedia, we actually gain a lot of trust from brokers and from shippers, right? Just by doing that, people love doing business with me because I made their life easy. And in addition to that, I don't mind paying this guy, you know, Justin $200 extra for this load because, you know, he makes my life easy.
Right. I get that, man. I love it. Dude, how did I understand that you come from the family background in trucking? How did you get here though? Like what's your career path? What was the point? What were you doing before you said, Dad, I want to help?
I actually, for the longest time growing up, I was like, Dad, I don't want to help. I never knew what I wanted to do as a kid, but I knew it was not trucking. Seeing how stressed my dad was, really home, always on the road, phone call, paperwork, everything, I didn't want to do anything related to that. First job out of college was Amazon, launching robotic warehouse for Amazon. I thought it was cool, right? We're converting legacy warehouses to robotic ones. But little did I know I was getting myself into logistics, the only industry I knew I didn't want to get into. Working at Amazon made me... And working there made me realize that, wait a minute, this was like 2016, started with internship working there. Made me realize that, wait a minute, everybody's old school. At the time, Amazon didn't have the Amazon Relay, I forgot what it's called now, but it didn't have any of the Amazon logistic thing figured out yet. They were still using trucks from brokers from everywhere. Yep. Same thing, no visibility, no nothing, everything old school. Made me realize, wait, my assumption about my dad being old school, completely wrong. Everybody's a dinosaur. Everybody's archaic in the industry. And then I realized a huge, huge market cap in trucking. $1 trillion almost alone in logistics in the U.S. And that's when I had that my aha moment. Let me leave Amazon. My dad's been working his ass off for years to feed the family. Let me retire this guy earlier than he actually would by himself. And see what I can do. I still didn't want to do trucking. I gave myself 3 years. In 3 years, I'm going to retire my dad. And I'm going to go back to business school, right? Get an MBA and transition, go back to corporate world again. But life never goes as planned. Once I get it, I realize this is fun. I'm scaling business. I'm growing, right? We're growing really fast. And I'm loving the game of it. And there's a lack of technology. And I can solve that. Not just for him, but for everybody. So when he retired, sold the company, which I did achieve my goal, retire him with 3 years. 2021, he retired, exited. Immigrants' parents never really retire, but I was able to get him where I wanted him to be financially. So, and then that's when I started doing Truckpedia full time. It's like, I don't need to go to business school. I can just do this. This is probably the best business school that anyone can ask for, is by scaling the business from nothing to something. So that's kind of really led me to starting the Truckpedia path.
What a cool story, man. So Justin, what's next for Truckpedia? If I've got somebody who, you know, is viewing or listening, thinking, wow, this is really cool. I can't wait to see what the next what's the next launch? What's the secret sauce coming up?
Absolutely. It's the same thing. We want to service truckers. Our goal, we don't want to be the next Uber, next Convoy. We don't want to be a marketplace. We just want to focus on truckers. How can we help trucking companies achieve the same success I did for my dad, which we have seen a couple companies going from 3 to 18, going from 5 to 20 trucks. We've already seen some successes with trucking company who follow the advice and tips and our software to scale. Same thing, double down trucking companies, helping them figure that part out. Next step is we actually figure out that a lot of brokers are actually struggling to find shippers as well, where they're not utilizing the marketing strategies people are using outside of trucking to approach customers. A lot of people tell you cold calling is dead, email marketing is dead. No, it's not. Email marketing by far is my number one favorite tool to scale. Right, we realize that the tool we built for trucking companies, it's applicable for brokers too, to scale to find their own customers. We just want to be the software for trucking. We don't want to take out anybody. We just want to empower as many people as we can within this ecosystem inside trucking side. So our goal is literally, how can we not just be a TMS, but also become a marketing tool for brokers, for shippers to scale their business as well.
That's amazing, man. So one of my favorite questions to ask guests is if you were talking to a younger version of yourself or talking to a newer recent college grad thinking about supply chain, and I love that you came in kicking and screaming, what's the piece of advice you'd give that kid?
Great question. What advice would I give to those people? This is kind of advice I got from my my mentor from Amazon as well. Two advice. First one was be firm on your vision, be flexible how you get there, right? There's no, don't just think there's one path to where you need to be. Like just be, once you set on your vision, like I'm going to, like for example, you're trucking, you want to say, I want to grow to 100 trucks. Like be flexible how you get to that 100 trucks, right? So, and don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid to be like, I can't do this. No, yes, you can, right? If you don't know, just break it down to the most fundamental element. If I know nothing about trucking, white piece of paper, look in the industry, how would you solve it logically as an outsider? And then look into the current way how the industry is solving it. Don't do the first thing. I'm going to learn a lot of new people in the industries. I'm going to learn from people who know how to do this for years, and then I'm going to do exactly what they did. Well, if you do exactly what they did, you'll end up where they are. The word words lack of innovation, right? Do both. Learn from them, but at the same time, bring your own perspective to it. Why they're doing this way? Maybe I'm thinking from doing it this way. Why not doing it this way? Right? Challenge that. Challenge the status quo and keep through iterations of what you're doing. Talk to your customers. Don't be afraid to make mistakes and be fast and be flexible on how you get to your end result.
That's awesome, man. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, learn more about Truckpedia, potentially become a customer, or just reach out to one of the famous, fabulous Forbes 30 under 30 folks, what's the best way to get in touch?
I'm very active on LinkedIn. I used to be more active on LinkedIn. You can send me a LinkedIn request. Justin Liu, Truckpedia, you'll find me there. Send me a request. Or just go on our website. If you're interested to connect with me, LinkedIn is the best. If you say, hey, I want to learn about Truckpedia, probably go on Truckpedia website and schedule for a demo where we can showcase more of our features and product to you.
He's Justin Liu from Truckpedia. I'm Mike Bush. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.